Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janabalaba Kiribad Tadi. Yashoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. If you ever get a chance to wander in Vrindavan, please do it. Jamuna Tira Banachari, that means to wander in Vrindavan. I had the good fortune to be officially sent to wander in Vrindavan by
Prabhupada.
We were looking for a temple to in Vrindavan. So I have to marvel how not only did Prabhupada fulfill his guru's wishes to bring Krishna consciousness to the West, but he chose to leave Vrindavan . It's so hard to leave Vrindavan. When I was there 5-6 years, somebody wanted me to come preaching with them outside of Vrindavan. So I went to Prabhupada and said, this person wants me to preach. And I'd like to preach about Krishna. But I feel so wonderful in Vrindavan. That I don't want to leave. So I asked Prabhupada, what should I do? He said, you don't have to leave Vrindavan. He said, but preach to devotees. Suddenly an enlightenment happened. I realized that sometimes we take each other for granted. We didn't in the early days, and this temple is like that, starting out a new place. This temple is like when we started in a new place. But I saw the phenomena of even people who came to the movement together as friends.
Já jsem viděl, že se stávalo, že lidé někdy přišli do hnutí společně jako přátelé.
And one of them became temple president.
A jeden z těch dvou se stal třeba temple prezidentem.
And the other one, let's say, would be brahmachari cook.
A ten druhý třeba byl brahmachari kuchař.
Or maybe brahmachari fixed the cars.
Nebo brahmachari opraváš aut.
But you see, we're all the same importance to Krishna. It's not this way, it's this way. And so I saw that the temple president treated the cook differently. Because the temple president is very clever in administration, it doesn't make him a better devotee, him or her, a better devotee. So I saw that it's something like when men and women or friends meet each other. And they get close. And then they get married. And the love slowly may change. Not like the beginning. So the same thing, as soon as someone becomes a devotee, initiated, sometimes people take them for granted and treat them not as nice when they're speaking on the street. Please come. That's a lot.
Se někdo stane zasvěceným oddaným, tak se k němu nechováme už stejně, jako se chováme třeba, nebo jak mluvíme s lidmi na ulici, když kážeme.
So, when Prabhupada said that, preach to devotees, again, this reawakened in my heart, this important thing.
Takže, jak mi Prabhupada tehdy řekl, kázej oddaným, tak právě já jsem si uvědomil tuhletu důležitou věc.
To not take each other for granted. Because, like Prabhupada made the choice to leave Vrindavan, you all made the choice to become devotees. And sometimes it's not easy to make that choice. In fact, it's heroic to make that choice. Heroic means you make the choice to do something dangerous, perhaps, challenging. And you are carrying on the torch of Prabhupada's message. We have communicated this morning in Sanskrit. This is a spiritual thing. I don't know Czech, and some of you don't know English. But here, years later, we're communicating in different parts of the world in Sanskrit bhajan and prayer. So, first, I want to thank you for inviting me. And I want to thank Prabhupada for bringing us together.
dohromady.
Prabhupada said that if we do things together, it's glorious.
Prabhupada řekl, že když budeme dělat věci společně, tak to je slavné.
He said, if it fails, no one is to blame.
Jestliže neuspějeme v té věci, tak na nikoho nepadá ta vina.
And if there's success, everyone is glorified.
A jestliže uspějeme, tak všichni budou oslavováni.
And so, as devotees, we want to see each other succeed as well as ourselves. That's what we want to do. That is what we want to strive for.
Takže jako oddaní, my chceme vidět jeden druhého navzájem, že uspějeme. A to je náš cíl, to je o co se snažíme.
Prabhupada gave this concept, das anudas.
Prabhupada nám dal toto pojetí, das anudas.
Just think, it could save the planet. If everybody started serving each other in the world, it could make peace, it could change the world. So we have the ability to be an example of this. So Prabhupada left Vrindavan. It's magic. Every step, you feel Krishna there.
Tam je to magické. Na každém kroku cítíte Krishnu.
And he went not knowing anybody.
A on odešel a nikoho neznal.
They only allowed $7 approximately for him to take.
Měl sebou asi jenom $7.
He suffered a stroke on the ship. Not only on the ship, when he got to the United States, he told me a very interesting story. He missed Vrindavan. The human side of Prabhupada used to go to the place where the ships had the times, the schedules, when they were going to India.
Prabhupada chodíval na to místo, kde byly napsané odjezdy lodí, kdy ty lodě odjíždí do Indie.
So, this Prabhupada wore these pointed shoes, gold shoes from Bengal then. That went in the front.
Shoes.
He what? They were gold from Bengal, and they went up in the front like that.
On the ship.
No, in the place where the ship's times. It wasn't on a ship. It was the place where the times, the schedules of the ships were. And Prabhupada used to go there and look at the schedules of the ships to India. Yes.
Takže Prabhupada se chodil dívat teda na ty jízdní řády těch lodí, kdy jedou do Indie, a Prabhupada nosil takový speciální zlatý boty z Bengálska.
So the customs official,
tak ten jeden celní úředník,
or some official, saw Prabhupada and his shoes,
tak nějaký ten úředník tam viděl Prabhupádu a ty jeho boty.
And he got to know the Swami.
A nějak se teda seznámil s tím Swami.
And so he said, Swamiji,
řekl, Swamiji,
why do you come here and look at the ship schedules?
Proč se chodíte a díváte se na ty jízdní řády?
And Prabhupada said, because I still miss Vrindavan. But I have a mission for my Guru Maharaj. So this helps get that out of my system. Similarly, Narada Muni had a disciple that was a snake. So When the snake became a Vaishnava,
a když ten žák se později stal Vaishnavou,
all the people around saw that the snake's temperament had changed.
Viděli, že ta povaha toho hada se změnila.
Before the snake would hiss.
Předtím ten had vlastně syčel.
But now, becoming a Vaishnava, the snake would chant and be humble and nice.
A teďka, když se ten had stal Vaishnavou, tak chantoval a byl pokorný a pěkný.
So all the children of the village would make fun of the snake now. And Prabhupada told me this story. Remind me after the story why he told me the story. Okay, you don't have to turn. So the snake had changed and the children were even throwing rocks at the snake. So, the snake went to his guru, Narada Muni. So he said, my nature is that I want to bite them. But now I'm a Vaishnava. I always wondered how the snake put his tilak on. Because another devotee put it on him. So, Prabhupada said, you're a Vaishnava, but your nature is to be a snake. So raise your hood, but don't bite. So, this was a story told when there were some people stealing construction materials in Vrindavan. So someone asked Prabhupada, can we get a gun? And Prabhupada said, yes. He said, but shoot over their heads. Don't shoot at them. So then he told me this story. Now similarly, when I became a devotee first, all sorts of unwanted things from the past would come in. And then by chanting, it would go. So I said to Prabhupada, I said, Swamiji, why is this happening? I don't want these thoughts, but they're coming. So it's the purification process, he said. So also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had a disciple who was a thief. So, again, he made the choice. We have come from different backgrounds, all of us. We have made the choice to become devotees. And even if people laugh at us on the street, they actually respect us. They do. They want to be like us sometimes. So the thief said to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I'm a Vaishnava, but I was a thief, and I miss being a thief. Not so much for the things, but I enjoyed seeing everybody get upset when their things were gone.
kláštou, když jí něco zmizelo.
So Bhaktisiddhanta was such a, he would go by the astrology. Sometimes he would start a journey in one room.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati se někdy řídil astrologií, například někdy začal svůj cestu v jednom pokoji.
And then stop it in the next room because it was auspicious to start.
A potom jakoby symbolicky ukončil tu cestu v druhém pokoji, protože zrovna ta doba byla příznivá na začátek cesty.
But to not continue the journey.
Ale nebylo příznivé pokračovat v té cestě.
So the thief says to Bhaktisiddhanta, I don't have it out of my system yet. I still miss the people's reaction when I take their things.
Takže ten zloděj teda řekl Bhaktisiddhantovi, že no mě chybí prostě tohleto, já to ještě jsem se od toho neodpoutal a prostě já potřebuji vidět tyhle ty lidi, jak jsou naštvaný.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, so if you do this once more, do you think it will be out of your system? And the thief said, yes. So Bhaktisiddhanta, everybody was on the journey, he said, now take everybody's things in the night and put it in the next room. So everybody woke up and they said, where is my bag and baggage? Where are my beads? Where is my lotus? You
know.
And the thief was so happy. And then he said, my dear Prabhus, I used to be a thief. Now I'm a Vaishnava, but I had this urge to see everybody's reactions. All your things are in the next room. So now Prabhupada has again brought us all together. And the two secret wonderful weapons of Krishna consciousness are does anybody know? Yes. Yes. And we still do that. And so many people have come just by tasting prasadam and never leaving. And we would sing with Prabhupada. He would sit on the altar. Yes. He was so humble, he didn't tell us about Vyasa-san. No, you have to remember, there were no deities, no books, no mridangas, no kartals. It's like, okay, Dhritarashtra's vast army, their army, 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 you can have that or you can have Krishna. The vast army in the Mahabharata. Or Krishna. Krishna on one side and the vast army. Yes, so we'll take Krishna. So we didn't have many things, but we had Prabhupada. So Prabhupada would play bongo drum on the altar, and kirtans would be maybe an hour and a half. people would bring violins and trumpets.
Lidé si přinesli housle a trumpety.
Kettle drum.
A ty kotle.
So we sang, and one day it was Lord Chaitanya's appearance day.
Takže my jsme takto zpívali a jednoho dne byl den zjevení Šri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Swamiji said that we could celebrate Lord Chaitanya's appearance day by staying in the temple. Yeah.
Takže Swamiji řekl, že bychom mohli oslavit tento den tím, že budeme v chrámu.
Chanting japa, chanting out loud, and reading a manuscript not yet published of Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
Takže budeme v chrámu zpívat japu, zpívat kirtan na hlas a budeme číst z rukopisu Chaitanya Charitamrity, který ještě nebyl otisknut.
So, Jayananda and Jivananda,
takže Jayananda a Jivananda,
about half the day had gone by.
Tak už asi půl dne uplynulo.
And they looked at me and they said, let's go outside and chant outside the temple.
Tak oni se na mě podívali, tyto dva oddaní, a řekli, pojďme ven a budeme zpívat venku, před chrámem.
So one street away was where now Swamiji lived.
Asi o jednu ulici vedle tam žil Swamiji.
Well, we shared an apartment, Himavati, Jivananda, six of us, and then we gave it to
Prabhupada.
So we went, and it was two stories high. So we went outside the temple, and we had some kartals, but they were made in the west. And the bongo drum. And we went to the window of Prabhupada, and we were singing Harinam for Prabhupada. So he comes to the window and he goes like this. So we thought, oh no, Swamiji. And he very rarely chastises. Only when we needed it. So we said, oh no, the Swami told us to stay in the temple and now we're here outside the temple chanting. So we went down the hill. And Upendra comes running out. He said, Swamiji wants to see you. We said, but he told us to go away. No, Upendra said, that in India, that means come here, come here. Oh, so we go before Swamiji. And he always had this big oceanic smile on us. So, yeah. He said, there is something called Chaitya Guru. Where Krishna gives you intelligence inside. He said, Krishna has given you the intelligence to sing this outside the temple. So now start this, do this. outside. Bring it to the streets.
Tak začněte to dělat. Dělejte to venku, dělejte to na ulici.
And so that's how Harinam started in San Francisco in the West.
Takže tak to začal Harinam na západě San Francisco.
And we used to sing Vishnu Jana and Jamuna.
A Vishnu Jana Prabhu a Jamuna zpívali.
And so these were the secret things that attract people.
To jsou ty tajné věci, zbraně, které přitahují lidi.
And so I did have the good fortune to have so much association with Prabhupada. But perhaps I needed it more than you. Because as I was exchanging this morning, that I resisted becoming a devotee. I was having a very pleasurable life. I had fought not going into the army. And this charming Swamiji recruited me into the Transcendental Army. I wanted to do what I wanted, when I wanted, and how I wanted. And somehow or other, he tricked me. So, one of my services is to bring Prabhupada to you. Because when you think of him, he is there. And he is in his books, his instruction. But the personal side of Prabhupada, and I tried to convey it in my book, made all of these instructions practical. I could see how he applied them in so many ways. One time in India, it was the India-Pakistan War. We were in Delhi, in a dharmashala, and people said to Prabhupada, they came, you must black out the windows at night. Because the Pakistani airplanes may see the lights and bomb Delhi at night. Prabhupada didn't pay much attention. They made one bombing run, and the bomb went closer to Vrindavan than Delhi. They weren't very good at war. Any rate, some people said to Prabhupada, why aren't you blacking out the windows? Aren't you afraid of the bomb? Prabhupada said, you cannot even control your toothache, your stomach ache. We're not the controller, he said to these men. Now, I was helping Prabhupada, I was giving out prasadam, whatever he needed, between him and the guests, the cushions.
Sloužil se hostům, dával jim polštáře.
So I was standing up.
Tak já jsem stál.
And they said, what if the bomb should come?
A oni řekli, a co když přiletí ta bomba?
And then I saw Prabhupada look up.
A potom Prabhupada se podíval nahoru.
And he said, I will see the bomb as Krishna.
A Prabhupada řekl, já budu vidět, že bomba je Krishna.
Jai. This is like when we were on the Radha Damodar bus. We had an altar about this big. Yeah, and we used to decorate so nicely like this every morning. Beautiful outfits. But the spirit of Harinam was in the bus. Jayananda would take out the Harinam party. And myself and Parivajakacharya Swami would do classes at the university. And then we'd meet again at the bus. And we went all over Pacific Northwest universities. But like wherever we had to use the local flowers. So sometimes there would be palm fronds, palm tree. Or sometimes it would be whatever flowers were in the local park. Or whatever. But I remember myself, when I did the decoration, I would just get it finished just in time. Sometimes not quite. And this is what happened when Prabhupada would come sometimes. Like even the Vrindavan temple wasn't quite ready in time. And then in his rooms, we shellacked the desk in front of him. And we prayed that it would dry just before he'd put his elbows on it. And it's like Krishna came with a bolt of vayu, wind. So it would be done on time. So again, I want to thank you for doing this for Prabhupada. Together. The Panchatattva, together, as a team, each one had something to offer. Radha and Krishna. Sitaram. Gurnitai. So, again, it's glorious to do things together. Helping each other to succeed in Krishna consciousness. And in that way, actually, we can save the world. At least our world. But when people see a happy, sharing community, they also would like to take part. So, congratulations on getting this beautiful temple here. I can see it grow and grow like picnics out on the Sunday picnics out on the green with Gornitai. Picnic, you know, out in the yard. That this is a beautiful place, and we can use this for attracting people to Krishna. So again, I thank you for bringing this to the people here.
Takže vám děkuji ještě jednou, že tohleto dáte místním lidem.
And carrying on Prabhupada's wishes.
A vykonáte Prabhupádovy přání.
Thank you very much.
Děkuji vám moc krát.
If there's any questions or anything.
Jsou nějaké otázky nebo něco?
Yes, please. What? It's me cloned 4 times. Not just me. 4 of us cloned. George Martin, the sixth Beatle. George Martin. He said, we need a chorus for Govinda Adi Purusham. So he put the 4 of us on ourselves again, making 8. And then 16. And then 32 of us. So. Now the first one, Hare Krishna Mantra, we needed a chorus again. So George got everybody in Apple Records, the secretaries, the people who cleaned the floors, everybody in Apple, he gathered them to be our chorus on the Hare Krishna Mantra.
Sekretářky všechny zavolal, aby dělali sbor při tom zpívání Hare Krishna Mantry.
And George also chose to become devotee.
And George si taky vybral, že se stane oddaný.
But you're all as great as George. You're doing it in your way.
Vy jste stejně velcí jako George, vy to děláte s vaším způsobem.
He had a gift and he did it in his way. But like Prabhupada, he had a playful side. Prabhupada was very playful with us. Sometimes he would tease us. So George decided, yes, let me get the secretaries and everybody to be the chorus for the Hare Krishna Mantra. And then at the end, Malati just rang the gong. She always did whatever she wanted. Still does. So we thought, oh no, we have to do the whole thing over again. But it was perfect. Do I have time still?
Yes.
Malati would not only did she get Lord Jagannath.
Malati nejenže získala pana Jagannatha.
But one day this truck that delivered milk and butter and everything stopped across from the temple.
Se stalo, že zastavila nějaká cisterna nebo nákladňák, co rozváže mlíko a máslo, a ten nákladňák zastavil před chrámem.
So the driver of the truck went into a store nearby with some milk and some things.
Takže ten řidič vzal nějaký to zboží a dal prostě šel do nějakého obchodu, aby to tam prostě donesl.
So Malati sees this and she goes to the truck.
Takže Malati to věděla a šla k tomu autu.
And she took a whole flat of butter, all butter.
Vzala celý nějaký prostě bedínku másla.
And runs into the temple.
A běhla do chrámu.
And so proud of herself, she put all the butter in the refrigerator. So, Prabhupada lived before this other apartment, he lived right above the temple, and he happened to be watching the whole thing. So remember, he grew up watching Charlie Chaplin and other silent movies. And it was obvious what she did. She looked, and the man went in there, she went in the truck, she looked around, she took it, she went like that, it was obvious. So a little later, Swamiji calls Malati upstairs. Now, she did not equate that that's why he was calling her. Oh, the Swami wants me, the Swami wants me, okay. So she goes up there, and he says, so, you have stolen the butter? She became butter herself. He said, you should not take anything from anybody. It is Krishna's property, not yours. You should treat other people's property like stool. Of course, if you have to steal, then steal butter. Because Krishna is Makanchur, butter thief. So he always forgave us. He would instruct us, but then he forgave us in the end. So that's why I was charmed by Swamiji. Any other questions?
Were you present when Beatles recorded this song, Give Peace a Chance? Give Peace a Chance?
No. But you're going to translate now? I had a very good relationship with John Lennon. For some reason, he would come and discuss things with me. And I thought, what a remarkable fellow he is. Because at one side is give peace a chance. And the other side is he didn't like organized religion and he was a complete rebel. Yeah. And some devotees were at the bed inn when he and Yoko would sing that in bed. In his place, Tittenhurst Park.
V tom jeho sídle, Tittenhurst.
He had a huge music room with so many instruments.
Tam měl obrovský hudební pokoj s mnoha nástroji.
And I used to go in and play the instruments and sing.
A já jsem tam chodil a hrál jsem na různé nástroje a zpíval.
So for whatever the reason, I was in John and Yoko's bedroom.
You were?
In John and Yoko's bedroom.
Z nějakého důvodu jsem byl v té jejich ložnici.
So that was one of their statements, that we can do a lot of things from the bed and even chant Hare Krishna or give peace a chance. But their bed was like almost the size of this room, and it had refrigerator and musical instruments and television. They stayed in bed at this place. So one day John says to me, that Guru Das, I want to give peace a chance.
Guru Das, já chci dát míru šanci.
So I'm going to let my hair grow.
Tak já si nechám narůst vlasy.
To give peace a chance, until there's peace in the world.
A než bude na světě mír, tak si nechám růst vlasy.
So I said, John, you like your hair.
A já mu říkám, Johne, ty máš rád své vlasy.
If you want people to take you seriously, cut off your hair like mine.
Jestli chceš, aby tě lidi brali vážně, tak si ostříhej vlasy jako já.
And the next week I saw a picture on Fleet Street of him and Yoko with very short hair.
A další týden jsem viděl jeho fotku někde na ulici s ním a s Yoko, kde měli velice krátké vlasy.
So he would listen, he would come, and there's some other, I'll tell you some other conversations as the week goes along with him.
Takže on jako mě trošku bral, no já vám ještě řeknu další příběhy později.
But that was concerning, give peace a chance.
Takže tohleto se týkalo tohoto, té nahrávky, give peace a chance.
And so he had that side.
Takže on měl tohleto.
And we all have that side.
A my všichni máme tuto
stranu. Usually only under when we're pressured, then we want to fight and all of that.
Většinou jenom když jsme v nějakém tlaku, tak chceme bojovat a tak.
So in the Vrindavan mood, we don't have to fight.
Ale v náladě Vrindavanu nemusíme bojovat.